Hello and welcome to Random Rambles. I'm Lorelei Smith, your host on this little radio show we have today. And I have joined with me Maggie, my co-host. And we also have Big Rob as our special guest today.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I didn't do it.
Yep. Never mind all that. Do you know how the show works? Would you like... So basically, you're going to draw a all the topics spilled out.
Those are the topics now.
Yeah, you're going to draw a topic out of the hat, and we're just going to start rambling about that. Here.
All right. Let's get a good mix through here. Please be the social and economic value of Panama.
We can fake miles for that one.
Please. No!
What is it?
It's Teen Spirit deodorant.
What?
Miles, come in here.
Oh, God.
Okay, so that goes back to earlier when we were on air talking about Nirvana by Teen Spirit by Nirvana. It smells like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. And Miles says, Miles, would you like to tell them what you said?
No.
Okay.
Did you pull the economic state of Panama?
No.
No, he pulled Teen Spirit deodorant.
Oh, okay. I was really hoping he pulled the economic state of Panama.
I really wanted to. I'm picking a new one.
Okay, you want to pick a new one? Yeah, well, we're just going to disregard the whole deodorant thing.
This one fell out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Travel.
Travel. Okay.
All right.
Where have you guys gone traveling before?
Missouri.
I don't think I've been to... I might have been to Missouri. Missouri, just traveling through it, but...
Yeah.
What did you do in Missouri?
I went to visit my sisters and my mom.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
I'm going on a little trip this spring to Italy.
Italy?
In the Mediterranean. Yep.
That's far.
It's with a school. I'm real excited for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't Italy underwater, though?
No.
Oh.
It's on the coast.
I know, but I thought it was something like Italy is supposed to be like going underwater or something.
Oh, maybe because global warming or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where have you been, Rob? Or where are you going anywhere?
Yeah.
I've been to most of the, East Coast, I think it is? Yeah, East Coast. I've been to majority of the East Coast. Massachusetts, Maine. Good.
Yep, good.
Yeah. Already.
Alrighty.
So I've been to most of the East Coast.
Where's your favorite?
Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, Jersey. I didn't like Jersey.
You didn't like Jersey? I've been to St. Louis.
Jersey's a dirty place. Jersey's just a dirty place.
Where's your favorite?
My favorite was Georgia.
Georgia?
Yeah.
I
was staying with my grandma on my dad's side. They left me a golf cart.
That's funny.
When I was 12.
Oh. So what happened
I was
to that
12
golf
years
cart?
Old. It's still in Georgia.
Oh, okay. See, I don't... Georgia's...
We never went to go claim the golf cart.
So there's just a stranded golf cart in Georgia.
Kind of?
Kind of? Okay.
We're going to get it at some point.
Some point.
It may or may not be broken. But...
I mean... I kind of want to have a golf cart. That'd be fun. Oh, you know what are also cool? Like, those little, like... Have you seen, like... What are they called? They're like, the little cars that you can just drive around in your yard. They look like... They're go-karts.
Power wheels.
No, not go-karts.
Power wheels.
Okay. Yep.
They're power wheels. Not sponsored by Power Wheels. But no, like, you just buy them at Walmart. They look like a little mini Hummer. Is that what you're talking about? Or like the pink Barbie car.
That's what I was talking about. Yeah. My sister has like a pink Barbie one that was originally mine. I got when I was like 4 or 5.
We have 2 Power Wheels in my backyard. Both of them are like gators. One of them's one of them's a green one, and one of them's a tan one.
Mm-hmm.
But none of them work.
Oh,
yeah.
They
I want,
haven't
I want
worked.
A Power Wheel. Honestly, they're kind of cute.
I don't fit into it anymore, but hey.
Hey, it doesn't matter. Okay. As long as I can get my foot on the gas. As long as I can get my foot on the gas and work the shifter.
Did yours ever have, like, the little radio in it that you could listen to?
No.
But, yeah. So, mine had a little radio.
Yours had a radio?
Yes.
Lucky.
Yeah, that's lucky.
You're rich.
Well, yeah, it would work half the time, and then the other half of the time, it would, like, I would have to hit it for it to work.
Oh.
Like, it started
just give it a good old...
Yeah, just give it a little smack.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I've also been to Maui in Japan.
Oh.
Wow. What?
Yeah. I've never left the country.
Yeah, no.
Japan
except for that one time, like 5 minutes ago.
when you shot the sheriff and had to leave.
Oh, yeah. When I had to flee the country for shooting the sheriff. That didn't happen, by the way. Yeah. That was a skit.
That was totally not real.
What? Why do you keep doing this? Why do you keep doing
this? It wasn't real. I promise. It wasn't real. Yeah. Totally. I went to Maui. And you know, like, the parts of Maui that I've recently, like, sadly burnt down?
Yeah.
I was there for a while. I had, like, I had a burger in a restaurant there. We got, like, Christmas ornaments there. In that little town.
Maui's
area.
In Hawaii, right? I just got to... Yeah. I got to check because I'm stupid. My mom was born in Hawaii.
Oh.
That's cool.
I don't remember where.
There's multiple islands.
Yeah, I want to go.
Yeah, like, it was so cool because, like, you'd look off of, like, the beach and you would see the two different islands. I forget which ones they were. Lanai was one of them. I know that. But I forget what the other one was called. Yeah. And Japan was pretty cool. Like, I went... It's so nice there. I went up a mountain. Yep. Not Mount Fuji, which is, like, the big popular one there.
Yeah.
It was a mountain called Mount Takao, and we took, like, a ski lift up it, me and my dad. Hmm.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. You know a place I would love to go?
Where?
Germany.
Oh, that's cool.
Why?
Yeah.
Because it's Germany.
Oh.
Okay.
No, not those reasons. No.
Okay, knowing you.
Just because
you.
It's Germany. It's Germany.
I would want to go there to see, like, the Christmas festivals, like, with the nutcrackers and stuff.
It just looks cool.
Like, yeah.
Germany looks cool. That's why I want
to
go.
I want to go to the UK so badly. And my senior year, my school is going on the trip there. But I can't go because I'm going on this one this year. So.
Where in the UK?
They're going to, like, London, and then they're going down to Stonehenge.
That reminds me. Freshman year, my anime club was supposed to go to Japan. And then we found out the school wouldn't let us.
Oh. That's not good.
We also didn't have the funds.
Oh, okay. Would you guys want to draw another topic out of the hat?
Sure.
Would you want
to?
Yeah, I'll do it.
Please be the economic value of Panama.
Yeah, it is.
What? Yeah. Woo, baby. Okay, that's what I've been waiting for. That's what it's all about.
Do you know what it is?
The economy of Panama is based mainly on the services sector. That's what I'm getting straight from Google. Actually, no, more like Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia.
Wikipedia
not sponsored.
Is such a reliable source.
Yes. Yes. The most reliable of sources, not sponsored.
Yeah. Why do you keep saying everything's not sponsored?
Because that's the running joke.
Okay. Yep.
We've been doing this since last year.
Well,
not sponsored.
Like, with the tables. Look, we got tables, guys.
Yes, tables.
Yes. The tables.
Yeah,
the tables came.
Last year we had desks just all around our classroom portion of the station. Because, you know, this is still a school. We still need to be taught things.
Yeah, but they weren't there because of COVID, right?
And yeah, we didn't have tables because of COVID. And then we got tables last year, halfway through the year, like right after Christmas. And It was our Christmas gift. And whenever we walked in, I was like, hey, guys, did you know we have tables?
That's shocking. Like,
they're like, oh, my God, we have tables. And then it continued from there of, hey, guys, did you know we have tables? Just every day.
Speaking of tables, okay, so when I was younger, I liked to make
pumpkins. We're no longer talking about the economic value of Panama.
No, that we've moved on from that, okay? But we have, like, a wooden table at my house, and it has, like, stain on it. Like, wood stain. But I was trying to, like, make potions, in quotation marks, with, what did I bring out? I brought nail polish remover out.
Mm.
And the lid was off, and I knocked it all over the table, and it took all the stain off the table.
Oh.
Yeah, my mom was not happy. She had to restain the table.
Yikes.
Yeah, that was not a fun moment for me.
For a second, that table became even more flammable.
What?
Yeah, but it was only in the spot that I sat in at the table where, like, the stain had been removed, so I had to suffer through it.
Oh. Yeah.
But it's fine now. The table looks nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask you how your auditions went last night.
Oh, I think they went pretty well. Yeah. Well, we're not having callbacks, which is I don't know if it's good or a bad. Well, because all the auditions were so good, they didn't want to have callbacks. But I think I did pretty well, because when I went up there and we had, like, group audition readings, everyone was laughing. Hello.
Oh.
We're supposed to ignore that. Okay. We don't know what that is. We're ignoring
that.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, ignore that.
Yeah, ignore that. Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, I want to draw a topic out of the hat now. So let's see what that is.
What could the topic be?
We've already done that one. That one was from last week. That one was from last week. We've already done that one. Okay.
That one was from the week before.
We just talked about that with theater and auditions. No, that's not a good one. I basically... Oh.
Was that one Teen Spirit deodorant again?
No. This one's Let It Go.
No.
Let It Go?
Let It
No.
Go. What do you think of the song
No.
Let It Go?
No.
I actually just listened to that last night.
See, Maggie likes it.
No.
Why not?
No.
Please,
why do you not like it?
Please tell us why you don't like the song Let It Go.
Because no.
Why don't you give Elsa a balloon? Because she'll let it go.
That is not funny. That is not funny.
One of my
not funny. Didn't laugh.
Okay, but you laughed.
I didn't laugh.
Yeah.
They laughed.
Okay.
I didn't laugh. They laughed.
Speaking of Frozen, what do you think of Frozen 2?
No.
No. Did you hear they're coming out with the Frozen
3? Actually, I like Frozen 2 better than Frozen.
I feel like that was a big thing with everyone, though. Like, a lot of people liked the second one more.
For once.
It for has once. Good songs, too.
Normally, the sequel is always worse.
Yeah, yeah. Like, the Lego Movie sequel and the Wreck-It Ralph sequel. I'm not going to get into that, but yeah. Those make me angry.
I don't know. I like the first one better. Frozen.
Frozen, yeah. Did you know that before they wrote Let It Go, Elsa was supposed to be the villain of the story?
No, I didn't know that.
But they wrote it and they're like, oh, this is such a good song. We can't make her the villain. So they made Hans the villain.
I think they made the right choice.
Yeah. There's also a theory that when the trolls say get the fiance out of the way, they're turning Hans bad. Like in the song. Oh. Fix Her Upper. Yeah, but that's all I have to say about Frozen. Let It Go.
No. That's all I have to say about Let It Go.
Let It Go.
In the movie Frozen is just no.
What's your favorite Disney movie?
Moana.
That's a good question.
It's hard for me. I probably
G-Force.
Okay.
G-Force.
Mine's probably Big Hero 6 or Wreck-It Ralph.
Oh, I need to watch Big Hero 6 again.
Who doesn't want to watch five talking guinea pigs fight robots and a mole?
I don't think I've seen the movie.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about, honestly.
You guys haven't watched G-Force?
Is it Disney?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or at least it was back...
Was it like a Disney Channel
movie? It was
movie?
Disney, at least. No. It was a movie. It was a movie about five guinea pigs trying to save the world.
Nope. Never heard of it.
Nope. It reminds me of... What was it? Party, like the Party Rock anthem song. Wasn't there like a commercial of that song and it was like guinea pigs testing cars? I remember that from my childhood. What? Okay.
All I know is that you need to go home and watch G-Force.
If I have time, maybe.
It was back in the good old days of DVD.
I miss DVDs. DVDs were like, it's like DVBs? Nostalgic now. DVDs. I remember I called CDs DVDs and DVDs CDs. Oh. Like, I confused myself on it. But, yeah.
I really do like DVDs because I can't find a website that'll let me watch all the movies I want. That is a joke.
Like, it's like the whole thing with streaming.
We do not use pirating websites.
No.
Do not use pirating websites. It hurts everybody.
It's not good. See, the thing is with streaming platforms is that certain ones have certain movies, and then you're like, I want to watch this movie, so you have to get a new one.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, and it just, the cycle continues.
Or you buy it on YouTube.
That's true. Or you could find it for free on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yes.
With ads.
Could we consider YouTube a pirating site?
I don't think so. I think I would consider like...
Well, no, because there's some channels where you're able to just find whole movies.
Like the YouTube shorts where it's just a single minute of the movie each, and you can watch the whole movie just scrolling through YouTube shorts.
Let's see. Back when I was like 10, I really wanted to watch like all the Friday the 13th movies. So I went on YouTube, and there was Friday the 13th just for free. Not even posted by YouTube, just random channels.
I also know Disney, like, will put out their shows, like, after they've aired. Like, if it's, like, a finale for a show, they'll put it on YouTube as well. But they have their own channel on YouTube.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Circling back to Disney. Did you know that Disney has underground pathways to transport characters through the parks?
I think I heard that.
Sounds like a secret tunnel
for an escape mechanism. It's to keep the magic alive.
The secret escape route.
I don't think it's an escape route.
It's an escape route.
Okay. It's an escape route.
It's an escape route for when the thing happens.
Moving on. the thing that happened when you killed the sheriff?
Yes.
Okay.
No. Because I didn't kill a sheriff.
Yeah, okay.
Yep.
Okay.
But you killed the deputy?
No!
We need to stop with this bit.
Okay, yeah. We need to stop with this bit before it actually gets out of hand.
you want to pull a different topic?
Sure. Let's see if it's something we've done before.
Did you put this them all back?
Like, what if we throw the topics up, like, you know, like the Chuck E. Cheese ticket machine? Hold on. Yeah. Woo! Grab a topic.
That was really fun.
No! We're not doing that one. That was Teen Spirit deodorant. That's travel again.
Yeah, I wrote down multiple travel ones, but they've been in there for a while. Oh, here's
theater.
One. Theater. Do you guys do theater?
I did tech theater in freshman year.
Yeah, I did crew.
Yeah.
And tech theater and theater.
We don't have tech theater. I do crew for the musicals, and I'm in the plays, which is, we're doing Puffs this year.
Yeah. So is crew just exactly like tech theater?
I don't know.
A little bit. Crew does more. There can be people doing lights and spotlights. It has more of lights and spotlights.
Because I designed a pretty, well, me and a group of classmates designed a pretty cool light show for Billie Jean as a project for our class.
You were talking about this. I did tell you about that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I did the spotlight for the Addams Family at my school in the spring last year, and I'm hoping to do it again for Catch Me If You Can, which, because it's really fun, but at the same time, it's extremely stressful.
Yeah.
Because you have an earpiece in, and you can hear everything my the director says, kind of.
Yeah.
And he can be scary at times, but after the shows, like, if you talk about, so we had this incident in the Addams Family.
Oh, no.
During the tango, where What's his wife's name? I don't know. That's bad. I can't remember that.
That's okay.
It's fine. Well, they're doing the tango on stage because they've like made up the tango after the argument, and he's supposed to get
really close up to the mic for no reason.
Gomez is supposed to get this rose, and I hear in my ear it's like, get the rose to the left side of the stage. No, go to the right. No, left. Right.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right.
They did not get the rose on in time. And we heard
about... Who needs the rose on time?
But we were talking about that the other day before auditions, and we were just all hysterically laughing about it.
Yeah. I like having the earpiece in.
I do too. Yeah.
Yeah, because where you're at, it's like lonely up there. So it's like...
It's also kind of creepy because apparently my, do you guys have like haunted theaters?
No.
Like people claim your theaters are haunted?
No.
No.
Well, there was an old teacher. I think he died of a heart attack in the school while he was in class teaching.
Hmm. Lovely.
And they held his like funeral service in the auditorium there. So we have.
Just great.
Apparently there's a ghost backstage, but I was walking through like the corridor from the booth to my spot tower, and I heard someone say run. Mm-mm. And something that would hold the lights up like kind of like the rafters things that would hold the lights up above the stage almost fell down on top of me. So
yikes.
it's just a coincidence. Yeah. But I opened the door in time. It did not fall on me, so I'm okay. But people... But last year, the...
You almost got Final Destination.
But, yeah. I did a spotlight for Puffs. And it was pretty fun, actually. And then this one time, the headsets didn't work, so I was up there by myself. But I had notes written in of when I was supposed to go, so it went okay.
Yeah, like, you have the whole musical script.
Yeah.
And you have so many notes jotted down in it.
Yeah.
But by the end, you don't even need it.
Yeah, no.
It took me, I had to do the spotlight, had to learn the spotlight in like 5 nights, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, I had that much time to learn it.
Mm.
But it was stressful, but by the last show, it was good. But there was also an issue. The tripod stand on the spotlight kind of closed itself. Mm. So during the opening act, I have to swirl the spotlight, and I was holding it up with my legs trying to kick it open.
Hmm. One of my favorite times in tech theater was whenever we were creating a painting, whenever we were learning different painting techniques. I was far behind in the class because I didn't try at all. I slept whenever we were supposed to be writing things. But whenever it got to the hands-on stuff, I was there. You couldn't stop me from not being there. All right, so I was just there.
Yeah.
Doing all the hands-on stuff while not doing any of the writing portions. So...
What do you have to write about?
Well, we would have to, you know, write notes and then actually create sketches of what we were supposed to do. I'm like, I'm not doing that. And so I made 3 really basic drawings, all right? I did a beach... Mm-hmm. I did a brick wall, a spotlight, and a microphone for, like, an empty comedy club.
Okay.
And I don't remember what the third one was because it was that basic. But I ended up going with the beach. And I still have it. It's on a piece of plywood that's about, I think it's 4 by 2.
So it's big.
Yes. It is a plywood panel of just a painting. And it's supported by 2x4s.
Okay. But, yeah.
And I think it turned out great. And our first tech theater project, we made a person.
A person?
Like, cow.
How big?
So, it was about 2 feet tall. Okay. All right. Oh. And basically, we used 2x4s to make the body. Mm-hmm. And then we used a hot knife to cut out some foam for, like, props. And we used a jigsaw to cut out its head.
Did you, like, put it on the stage and, like, pretend it was a person? What was the point of making a person?
To get us used to the power tools, which I already was. Because I use power tools at home.
To build things. But we're going to go on a quick break. We'll be back in just a few seconds. Hello and welcome back.
Now it's time for the most random of the rambles, where we have no more topics. So it's just absolute randomness.
We have 4 different topics this week. Next week, we go down to 2.
Oh.
We just keep coming up
and
with new things.
And the week after that, we do 87.
87?
Yeah, we do 87 topics 87. Next. Well, not next week.
Well, you're helping me write them then.
Oh.
Well, Maggie can help me.
By 87 topics, I mean like just complete improv.
Oh,
just
okay.
Improving topics immediately.
I like improv.
Me too, honestly.
I can't improv.
No, I can do improv better than actually reading lines. Like, with my auditions yesterday, I read the line, but at the same time, I said I changed one of the things up, but it was still correct with the way it should have been. Mm-hmm. So I'm worried about that, but it's okay.
No, I'll show you
because that's just my improv mind.
Isn't improv just make stuff up until it's funny?
It's make up and like
honestly
work well. Yeah, basically, it's working well with like the other characters.
It's no, I'm not gonna go back to that joke.
What the you shot the sheriff?
No, I didn't.
Maggie, what do you think? Do you think he's guilty?
Of course, yeah. Of course, that's the question we're going for. Oh, my.
Just look at him. I think he is.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. The way he's acting, suspicious.
I mean, why would you play I Shot the Sheriff song right after you...
Because I found the skit funny. That's why.
But Miles thought you were guilty.
Did he, though?
Yeah, because he was the cop and he came in and said you were guilty.
He was the cop.
Right.
Yeah, he was the cop.
Right. Is he here now, though?
No.
You shot him, too?
Yeah. Oh,
of course.
Maybe.
Of course. I did.
You shot... Yeah.
You know what? I might as well just own up to it now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're under arrest.
Totally was a thing. No, it was all a skit. It was all paid actors, except none of us are paid because this is a school.
Yes, we're not paid. Sometimes I wish I was, but I need to get a job. I have no time.
I am
though.
Lazy, and I need a job. And I've been trying to get one since I was 14.
No, but because I have this time of year is the most, like, stressful for me. Because I have softball, and then I have the play. Mm-hmm. And then I have mock trials starting up soon. Mm. So it's just, like, everything combined into one. Oh, and I'm also in NHS, so I have, like, a meeting every month. And if I miss it, I get kicked out.
Oh. Mm.
So, yeah.
But I didn't get in. I have a Socratic seminar today.
I didn't get in that. What?
What?
I have a Socratic seminar today.
What does that mean?
What's that mean? Yeah.
What?
What is that?
What?
You guys don't know what a Socratic seminar is?
No.
Socrates?
No, it's just where your entire class gets together and just talks about a certain subject relating to what you guys have been learning the whole week. It normally happens in history classes.
Oh, I've never done that. No.
But for me, for me, I'm doing it in my English class. We're talking about Animal Farm, which is an allegory.
I've read that.
Which is an allegory for Stalin's Russia.
Yeah. I read it in eighth grade.
Yeah, read that a while ago.
Yeah.
Don't remember it, though.
What was it? I was so sad when the horse died. Like, the horse was my favorite character.
We're not finished reading.
Sorry. Spoilers.
Stop. We haven't even passed chapter 7. We're not finished with chapter Spoilers. 7 yet.
Sorry. I thought you were finished by the way it sounded.
Oh.
Who's your favorite character?
He's probably long dead by now. He got chased out of the farm. It was Snowball.
Oh, yeah.
Because if any form of animalism was going to work, it was going to be his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, have you read, what's another one I read in middle school that was kind of, Lord of the Flies?
I don't read books. I read that in ninth grade. Yeah.
I read that in seventh grade.
Piggy.
I don't like reading books.
But we didn't finish it because we got cut off because of COVID. So.
I don't like reading books.
I like reading books, but at the same time, it's just, like, I don't do it out of my own.
Yeah, fall asleep same. Reading books. Like, it's uncontrollable.
Mm-mm. I close the book before I fall asleep.
It's just uncontrollable for me. Like, I will read 2 pages and fall asleep.
Listen to audiobooks.
Yeah.
No.
But it's like
I'm not paying for Audible.
Kind of. Well, just you can find them on YouTube, yeah, or I think... I know.
Well, I'm not just going to leave my phone on so YouTube stays on. I'm not.
Well, I know some people that I know, they've done it off of Spotify.
Oh.
Yeah, but yeah. I'm lazy. I don't want to go on Spotify. Spotify is
You just might get ad
sometimes.
Breaks.
I want to break from the ads.
You want to break from the ads?
I want to break from the ads.
Try Spotify Premium.
No, we're not trying Spotify Premium. Not sponsored.
I have it. It's nice.
I don't. No.
If I get a job, I'll get Spotify Premium.
That's your incentive to get a job.
That's been
for
my
Spotify
incentive
Premium.
For 3 years.
Just hasn't worked.
I want a job. I apply, but they don't. And then I think I'm a bad interviewer because I don't get any
jobs. I would just start like freaking out if I like it. I don't know. I just get so nervous over the slightest things.
I haven't even filled out an application. I feel like if I ever got to the interview phase, they would be like, you're too loud, we're not hiring you.
I feel like I'm really loud at home and around my friends, but when I'm at school, I'm like very quiet unless I'm around people that I'm comfortable with.
Yeah, same.
And yet you still joined the radio program.
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to do it. I do the student news at my I did the student news at my school.
How was that?
It's fun. You just read off of like Google slides.
Oh. Yeah.
Into a camera kinda. It's like this week the book club has a club meeting on Wednesday. Something to that extent. Or they'll talk about football games and stuff.
So let's see. Back in freshman year of high school, which I'm still in high school, I'm just a senior now. Oh boy, have I aged. what I did was I did a semester of TV as well.
What's that? Oh, TV?
Well, no, not a semester, a whole year, because it's not a semester, but yeah, I did TV and broadcasting at Brownsburg. Which whenever I went to join Area 31, I applied for both TV and radio.
Okay.
And just let it get tossed to fate. Just like, which one will I go into, TV or radio? Radio.
You got radio,
Because apparently not a lot of people want to join radio.
We had a lot of people join this year, it feels like.
There was a lot more new people this year. Yeah. If you guys would have joined last year, I think it would have. I think I would have stayed separate classes if you guys joined last year.
Why?
Because I feel like you guys would have had enough to have 2 separate classes. Maybe not. I'm not sure. We just not a lot of us from last year are here because we're the one. I'm pretty sure all the ones that are here from last year are the ones that could have come back.
Oh, everyone else was a senior?
Yeah, they were either a senior or...
I can't come back next year because I have to do Ivy Tech, and it's in the mornings.
Oh.
Because I'm not taking any more AP classes. I'm already doing one.
Yeah.
I don't like it. I like environmental science, just not the AP version.
Yeah. I gotta retake English 9 so I can get a technical honors.
You didn't. When are you gonna do that?
I'm doing that right now.
Oh.
They just piled it on top of my schedule. Because, well,
yeah.
They delayed how much, like, what they delayed my speech course by a lot. So I didn't take speech until this year.
Oh, and
I already finished speech for the year.
Well, we have a thing at my school. It's like Play-Doh, where it's like, yeah, instead of your study hall, you go in and make up the class online.
Because what Harris does, we have a quarter of that's equal to a semester of normal school.
So you just cram it all in?
Yeah, so I did a whole class in 2 weeks.
Oh,
wow.
Did you do it? Did you cheat on it?
Hard? Or?
No.
Okay.
I got a 97 on
that's good.
Speech.
That's good, yeah.
And now I'm doing English 9 on it. Which, but this feels like one big, just massive cheat.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I would TA in the library, and that's where they do the Play-Doh at. And there were students who still didn't do it, and it's just like, it looks like it's the easiest thing.
Oh, it is.
But at the same time, you don't know.
So basically what I would do is I would go through all the pretests first, and then I would go through all the mastery tests. Like, there's little tests in between the pretest and the end unit test.
Yeah.
And I would just click whatever I thought was correct. And most of the time, I would finish with an 80 or higher.
That's good. That's kind of how my AP environmental test went. I only missed 9, which is good. I got a B on it.
Nice.
But I was, at the same time, I was kind of guessing on everything.
Yeah.
Because I was, well, wasn't I, there for like 3 days in the
I
days.
I was just using common sense for most of my Play-Doh classes.
Yeah. But.
You got to do what you got to do.
It went well. I'm being there now.
I'm going to get a technical honors. It's going fine.
What is mine? Academic honors is what I'm trying for.
I think that's like the step above technical.
Technical, yeah. Oh, like well.
It goes core 40, technical, academic.
Well, our school makes it seem like if you don't do this, then you're not going to be able to get into college. And it freaks me out. So I'm like, I'm doing it.
What college you want to go to? Do you know?
I have no idea. I don't even know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But
that's
fair. I was happy that I was even going to get a core 40. I was just happy I was even going to get core 40. Now I'm ecstatic that I'm getting a technical.
Hey, that's good. But that's it.
I actually don't think I would have gotten a technical, though, if I would have went with my other option, which was, so last year I had two options. I could graduate early this year, or I could turn that down so I could come back here.
But you're here now, so.
Yeah, the what I chose is obvious now. I chose to turn it down and come here, and I don't think I would have been able to get a technical if I would have.
Not if you would have graduated early.
Yeah, because I would have only had two quarters except. But now I have 4.
Okay.
Which is basically 2 years of high school, which is, that's
ending on the note of high school. we kind of went all over the place today. Today was very chaotic, but.
What did we start with?
I don't.
Teen spirit.
Teen spirit deodorant.
Yeah,
that was our starting point. I mean, we got to school, but. That's the recap for this episode. This was Random Rambles. I'm Lorelai Smith, your host, joined with Maggie and Rob. Bye.
Bye-bye.